of the story. The road from anonymity to stardom is almost always under construction, and sometimes it's a dead end. Sometimes it's deceptively paved with fool's gold. But if the yellow brick road were a superhighway, there would be more of us on the screen than in the theater, and of course that couldn't be. So the movie business is glutted with 10-year overnight successes, actors and actresses who paid their dues by haunting the casting lines for bit parts in cheap productions while part-timing as store clerks and waitresses, and then a small break and then a larger one, and a larger one still until the shockwave hits and the name nobody knew is suddenly scripted in neon. Oh, this is the story of George, for whom it happened in reverse. In and out of trouble as a boy, there seemed to be no direction in his life. George, the young man, had no thoughts of becoming an actor, but the producers who discovered him recognized a natural talent. Somewhere, buried beneath all of that toughness, there was a freewheeling style, a beguiling nonchalance that attracted people to him. This, decided the box office barons, would make him a star. George's first film was completed in record time. Only a few days covered the entire shooting. Everyone on the set was convinced, and the elated producers saw the character they had counted on come to life. It was a dream for a newcomer. Remember, George had never acted before. But his supporters had faith, so much in fact, that he received $25,000 for his first job in the industry. Now, when young George got that check, what do you think he did? Nope, he didn't lose it on slow horses and fast women. Neither did he put it in the bank. You see, those five figures on that little slip of paper symbolized his first success as an actor. Proudly, repeatedly, he displayed the check to all of his friends and anyone else who might be impressed along the way, carried it with him wherever he went. Months passed for George and his check. The honeymoon came to an end. But by the time he finally got it to the bank, much had happened. The motion picture already released had failed. The producers were bankrupt, and the check bounced. So all George had to show for his hour of glory was an ego as deflated as were his pockets. But if the failure of his screen career was easier to take than you'd think, it was because he'd had his heart set on another career from the very beginning. The silent film producers who spotted George had him pegged as a star. And they were right. But it would take many years, many failures, and another profession to prove it. George would act again, and in a successful film, but only after he'd made a fabulous name for himself elsewhere. In that circuitous route to stardom, he would bring to the screen his own character and all of the characteristics that his fans had come to love. George never shook the toughness of youth, and that rugged, blunt-faced determination is summed up in a nickname the world knows very well. If companion meteors have since flared out and burned to cosmic dust, his star still shines and always will. George Herman, Ruth. Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth. And now you know the rest of the story.